lend us your ears like sweet little dears. It's time for a story with Nali Bali. The Birthday Wish. Dear, thought Letabo's mom as she sat at the kitchen table on a Sunday evening. What shall I do? Tomorrow is Letabo's birthday and there's very little money to buy a present. Letabo stood at the kitchen sink, humming as she washed the dishes.
La la.
Letabo?
Yes, mama?
Letabo. It's your birthday tomorrow. What can I give you?
Oh, Mama,
said Letabo, her brown eyes opening wide.
I don't know what I want.
I'll think of something. Her fingertips touched the tabletop. Letabo liked the sound.
Dum-dum-de-dum. Dum dum de dum.
She sang quietly as she went into her bedroom.
Dum dum de dum. Dum dum de dum.
She took her shoes and sat on her bed.
What do I want for my birthday?
Said Letabo aloud.
Funny you should say that.
Who's there? I don't see anybody.
Said Letabo as she quickly stood up.
I'm under the bed.
Please come out.
Letabo jumped back on her bed.
Eek!
There in front of her stood a spider. He stood on 8 long legs. They looked like sticks.
I'm sorry I scared you.
The spider bowed his head.
My name is Felix. I'm an Anansi spider.
I'm Letabo. I like your hat.
Well, thank you, Letabo. My hat comes from Ghana. It's the color of the flag of Ghana. It's red, yellow, and green.
Where's Ghana?
It's very far away in Africa.
What's an Anansi spider?
I'm from the family of Anansi spiders. We are famous, and we are from East Africa. Some of us get into trouble. A lot. But I don't. Well, not often, anyway.
Why are you here?
Asked an inquisitive Letabo.
You called me.
But I didn't call you.
Well, yes, you did, with your humming tune. Dum, 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 dum. Now, please close your eyes. I have a surprise for you.
Letabo put her hands over her eyes.
Please don't open them until I tell you.
Letabo could hear him scuffling around the floor. Then a sound filled the room. It was like the noise her mother had made on the tabletop, but closer and louder.
Oh, what can it be?
Open.
Felix was playing 8 drums at the same time. Each tiny foot was on a drum. The drums were in a circle around him. His head was bent as he beat each drum, some louder than others.
Oh, I love it!
Letabo beamed with delight. She jumped around the room singing while Felix played. The sound of the drums and Letabo singing filled the small room. It bounced off the walls, rose to the ceiling, dropped onto the carpet, wriggled inside their bellies, tickled their toes, and joined the beat of their hearts.
Now clap, Letabo,
called Felix.
Clap!
Letabo put her hands together in time with the beat. She danced in circles and laughed and laughed. Letabo, are you okay? Letabo's mom's face peered round the door.
Oh, yes, Mama. I was just thinking about my birthday.
Letabo's mom closed the door gently. Oh, dear. What am I going to do? thought Letabo's mom to herself as she walked back to the kitchen.
Felix, where are you?
Letabo looked under the bed.
You can come out now.
Oh, that was close,
said Felix.
Grown-ups like to chase me.
Please tell me why you came to see me.
Well, I know it's your birthday tomorrow. What do you want?
A drum, Felix. Oh, I want a drum.
Then Letabo felt sad.
But it's too late. The shops are shut.
I've an idea. Why don't you ask your mother for a drum? Ask for a drum from West Africa. Now close your eyes again and wish. Remember to say West Africa. Goodbye, Letabo.
Letabo knew that Felix was going away again. She closed her eyes.
We had such fun,
she thought. Then she made a wish.
I wish I had a drum.
Letabo opened her eyes and Felix was gone.
Mama, Mama.
What's the matter, Letabo? Why are you shouting? Said Letabo's mom as she ran into the room.
Mama, I'd like a drum for my birthday. Please give me a drum.
But Letabo, a drum? Her mom shook her head.
Not just any drum, Mama. A drum from West Africa, please.
And she sang and clapped at the same time as she danced around the room. Letabo's mom listened to the sounds of singing and clapping. She thought about her father. She remembered him in his long, bright clothes, sitting outside their hut in the sun. Between his legs stood a big drum. He was beating it, calling all the men and women of the village to a feast. A fire was blazing. He was smiling at Letabo, his new granddaughter, as she lay in her mother's arm. Oh, my. How I miss your grandfather, thought Letabo's mom to herself. But wait a minute, I still have some of his things in the suitcase under my bed. She left Letabo's dancing and singing and ran to her bedroom. Under the bed lay an old suitcase covered in dust. Oh no, there are spiders on it. At the sound of her voice, they scuttled away. She pulled the suitcase out and opened it. A piece of brightly colored cloth caught her eye. She lifted up the material. Underneath it was a small drum, just the right size for Letabo. Oh, thank you, Father. I remember this drum. You made it for Letabo. Oh, I had forgotten it. And here it is. She held the drum close to her cheek, and it seemed as though her father was with her. She could smell the smoke of the fire. Carefully, she picked up the drum and carried it back to the kitchen. Slowly, she wiped the dust off it. There wasn't a sound coming from Letabo's bedroom. Quietly, her mom tiptoed and opened the door slowly. The light from the moon shone on her daughter as she slept. She put the drum on the floor next to the bed and kissed Letabo's cheek. Happy birthday, Letabo. Happy birthday from me and your grandfather. And so Letabo got the gift she wanted for her birthday with the help of a little friend. And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali. I'm Celia Ngalane. If you would like more stories to read, visit nalibali.mobi on your cell phone. That's nalibali.mobi. You can also get Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available every Tuesday in the Dispatch, Wednesday in the Times, and Thursdays in the PE Herald. Thank you to the producers, Leon Fisser, Cassie Lowers, and Kim Winter.